This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
I'm Natalia Melman Petrozella, and from the BBC, this is Extreme, Peak Danger.
The most beautiful mountain in the world.
If you die on the mountain, you stay on the mountain.
This is the story of what happened when 11 climbers died on one of the world's deadliest mountains, K2. And of the risks we'll take to feel truly alive.
If I tell all the details, you won't believe it anymore.
Extreme, Peak Danger. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm scrolling through some Nigerian TikTok hashtags, and there are posts here with hundreds of comments, thousands of likes. There's a video here of a young man, must be in his late teens or early 20s, and he's wearing a very expensive looking gold watch and doing a little dance. There's another video here. It's got two young men and they're crouching down with a laptop and they're just surrounded by wads of cash. And for some reason, there's uplifting gospel music playing in the background. These aren't your average posts by rich kids on social media. There's actually a much darker side to these flashy displays of wealth. The hashtags I'm looking at are associated with a phenomenon called hustle kingdoms. They're communities of con artists in West Africa where people are taught to carry out a range of cybercrimes, from romance scams to blackmail. Crimes that are having a devastating impact on people thousands of miles away.
Losing Jordan has changed everything about my life, from my livelihood to how I watch out for my other children.
I'm Dan Hardoon, and for BBC Trending, I've been exploring the hidden world of hustle kingdoms, which operate both in person and online. I have managed to find my way into a hustle kingdom WhatsApp group. It's got over 1,000 members. And how social media is being used to recruit a new wave of cybercriminals.
This guy is saying he can teach you too, but also saying that you have to be loyal to him.
Hustle kingdoms didn't start out as a social media trend. In Nigeria and Ghana, the term refers to physical schools where scammers learn their trade. Dr. Suleiman Lazarus is a visiting fellow in criminology at the London School of Economics. He grew up in Nigeria and has spent years researching hustle kingdoms. They're sometimes known as Yahoo Academies, named after Nigerian fraudsters called Yahoo Boys who started out using Yahoo Mail in the 90s. Today, Suleiman estimates there are hundreds of these cybercrime schools.
Hustle Kingdom is a training center where people enroll and be educated on scamming industry, the tactics, the skill, and upon graduation, they begin to earn their own income under the umbrella of the owner of the school.
Hustle kingdoms are usually found in large houses, where around a dozen young men eat, sleep, and learn a variety of online scams. Most of them involve using a fake identity to extract money from victims overseas. There's the familiar romance scam, where con artists build an emotional relationship with their target, encouraging them to send money. The hookup scam, where victims pay an upfront deposit to meet an escort who never shows up. And sextortion, where people are blackmailed using explicit images. We'll be focusing on this later in the programme. And are there conventional lessons, like today we're learning about this particular scam?
It's not something that today you have a biology 101. It's more of a practical apprenticeship, you know. Sometimes you also learn from students or fellow learners that are about to graduate.
In many ways, hustle kingdoms mimic a normal school or university, but with an important difference.
There is no money required. That makes it very attractive. Unlike conventional education, you need to buy textbook, you need to buy laptop. This one is free.
So if everything's free, how do the people who run hustle kingdoms make their money?
When they start to get money from their clients, maybe from one Australian lady or from one British man or from one American couple, the owners will receive the money and give the percentage to the individual learner.
Because of this commission, there's a big emphasis on a student's loyalty to his teacher. Suleiman tells me that recruitment to in-person Hustle Kingdoms often happens through a close contact like a friend or relative. He says there's even an association of mothers whose children attend Hustle Kingdoms.
Some mothers will ask, please, can you help me? My son, I do not have money to send him to school, or my son graduated and no job. Will you please introduce my son to your son so that he will learn this business?
Why would a parent encourage their child to get involved in scams?
Even those that they have a legitimate employment will be struggling to feed their children and dependents with their basic salary. And they are 24, they are 25, they become a burden to their own family. Whereas their neighbors will be driving BMW, buying houses for their parents.
Finding Hustle Kingdom insiders who are willing to speak out isn't easy. Many fear retaliation from Hustle Kingdom owners, some of whom are linked to dangerous criminal fraternities like Nigeria's Black Axe. But my colleague Chigozie Ohaka from BBC News Pidgin has managed to track down a current and former Hustle Kingdom member. On condition of anonymity, they revealed rare insights about life inside Hustle Kingdoms.
These young men are given targets, like between 3 weeks to a month, you have to get a client or victim, so they call it. And if you don't meet your target, sometimes you get beaten up.
And so the people you spoke to, what kind of scams were they doing?
One of them was doing sextortion, and another was doing a US Army romance scam. He will contact American women pretending to be from the US Army and then asking them to pay for his trip abroad so he can come back home and meet them.
And have the people you've spoken to made much money out of Hustle Kingdoms?
Well, not all of them. One told me he made about $500 within a few months of working in the Hustle Kingdom. But I think also a number of them make quite substantial amounts. When I challenged them about the effects this was having on their victims, they do feel guilty, but they always tell me that Westerners have a lot more money to fall back on.
But as we'll hear, these cybercrimes, which are illegal in Nigeria, can have a devastating impact on people's lives. Compared to the structured in-person schools, online Hustle Kingdoms are more fluid hubs where scammers connect and exchange scamming templates known as formats. On Facebook, I found tools helping people to carry out romance scams. There's a post here which is a screen recording of WhatsApp. Just going to click on that.
Look, I know it might seem I'm asking for too much, but just help me out. I will send surprise to you later. Honey, don't worry, I know what you like.
That sounds to me like an AI-generated voice message from a woman asking someone to send some money over. There's also a male version of the voice.
Look, I know it might seem I'm asking for too much.
So I don't know about you, but to me those voices don't sound very convincing. They sound a bit stilted, a bit robotic, but nevertheless people are exchanging these clips to be used in scams. And over on TikTok, Hustle Kingdom videos attract hundreds of comments from people wanting to get in on the action. Interestingly, the people posting these videos are leaving their phone numbers, saying DM me. To test how easy it is to access this information, I messaged some of these accounts. And within minutes, my WhatsApp was flooded with voice notes from people offering to teach me Hustle Kingdom scams in return for a share of the profits. They've been translated from Pidgin by my colleague Chigozie.
So, boy, see this BM update, boy, update.
This one is saying that if it teaches you in the next 6 hours plus, you know, you can become like an expert.
5-6 hours.
This guy is saying that he will teach you like a format that is guaranteed that you make money at least $500, you know, upwards. If you are serious, he can teach you, but he needs loyalty.
Now I will learn the work for me.
I'm Natalia Melman-Petrozella. And from the BBC, this is Extreme, Peak Danger.
The most beautiful mountain in the world.
If you die on the mountain, you stay on the mountain.
This is the story of what happened when 11 climbers died on one of the world's deadliest mountains, K2, and of the risks we'll take to feel truly alive.
If I tell all the details, you won't believe it anymore.
Extreme, Peak Danger. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the documentary from the BBC World Service with me, Dan Hardoon, from BBC Trending. In this episode, I'm investigating hustle kingdoms, dedicated scamming schools in West Africa where con artists learn the tricks of their trade. Although hustle kingdoms aren't new, they've recently come under scrutiny because of the devastating effects of one particular crime taught there. Sextortion involves blackmailing someone online using explicit photos or videos. Angus Crawford is investigations correspondent at the BBC, and he's tracked sextortion for a decade.
It is about a criminal tricking someone else into sending them compromising, maybe explicit images of themselves, and then threatening to send all of those images to their friends and family. Friends and family who, of course, they know about through becoming friends of theirs on a social media app. Threatening to send all those compromising images to those people unless the victim pays out a significant amount of money. And the key lesson to learn from that is if you pay once, you won't stop paying.
And so over the time that you've been looking at sextortion, how would you say it's evolved?
The single biggest change I've seen is a move from blackmailing adults to blackmailing children. 10 years ago or so, when I first started looking at this, in the main, it was West African scammers targeting men in their 20s, 30s, often 50s, 60s, in the UK, the US, Australia, Canada, France, and they'd extort them potentially over a long period of time. And what we've been finding in the last couple of years, though, which is really, really disturbing, is that a new breed of scammers, of criminals, sextorters, have learned that although children don't have much money, they do have access to money. And the other thing they've found is that children are very vulnerable.
According to the Network Contagion Research Institute, sextortion has been linked to more than 40 suicides of young people globally since 2021. Many of these cases originate in West Africa.
My name is Jennifer Buda, and I am Jordan DeMay's mom.
Jordan DeMay, from Michigan in the US, was just 17 when he received a DM from a woman on Instagram. As their conversation continued over a few hours, she eventually asked Jordan to send an explicit photo of himself. And a warning, what happens next is very distressing.
She said she would send one to him if he did it. He ultimately did end up sending her an image of himself. And the moment that he sent that image, this person started demanding that he pay them money so that they wouldn't release his photo to his friends, his family, his girlfriend. Jordan did pay them $300. They still wanted more money. And Jordan finally was worn down to a point where he said he would take his own life, and he did. This happened over a period of about 6 hours.
Jen later discovered that the account which blackmailed Jordan was actually run by three men in Nigeria.
I was shocked that this was happening from another country. I was worried that they would never find these people and I would never get some answers as a parent as to what exactly happened to my son Jordan that night.
Despite the challenges of working across borders, police have been making progress in bringing these criminals to justice. In September 2024, two of the men who blackmailed Jordan were extradited to the US and sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison.
This is the first time in US history that someone has been extradited from Nigeria to the United States and successfully prosecuted for the crime. It really sets a precedent for future cases that people who are doing this, they can be arrested, brought here to the United States, and held accountable for their actions.
And according to Dr. Suleiman Lazarus, these high-profile convictions are already having a deterrent effect among the scammers he's spoken to.
We know that psychological consequences are attached to this type of victimization. And because of that, scammers, they are worried that if something like that happened to a U.S. citizen, they are worried that the FBI will easily pick them up and take them back to America.
But there are strong signs that hustle kingdoms are still thriving online. There's also evidence that scammers aren't giving up on sextortion entirely, but simply finding new ways to carry it out. During my own investigation, I managed to find my way into a hustle kingdom WhatsApp group. It's got over 1,000 members, and judging by the numbers, the vast majority of people are in Nigeria. Okay, so there's one video that's been posted here about a female undress tool, which it says allows you to remove clothing from an image.
So once you send now undress, you click on undress, just like you go send the go blackmail.
This new variant of sextortion doesn't require a compromising photo of the victim. Just a fully clothed image and an AI app, which appears to create a nude photo of them that isn't actually genuine. It's a clear example of how hustle kingdoms enable their members to adapt and share new scams, staying one step ahead of the authorities. I asked Jordan's mum, Jen, if she has a message for those still involved in hustle kingdoms.
To the people that are doing this, you're not just a face behind the computer. You are not just a fake name, a fake profile. Law enforcement, they know how to come and find you now. These are our kids. Leave our kids alone. They are innocent people in all of this. And there is no amount of money that's worth these kids' lives.
In Nigeria, the country's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has successfully closed down several hustle kingdoms. But as Dr. Suleiman Lazarus points out, it can be hard holding those running hustle kingdoms to account.
In legal terms, it's not a clear-cut case, because sometimes the owner of the facility is not the owner of the hustle kingdom. And sometimes those hustle kingdom owners, they also have their own lawyers. They know how to work around it. So up to now, the EFCC and other law enforcement agencies, they have been closing down hustle kingdom. But conviction is another case. They can release without a prosecution because of no sufficient evidence.
Even as Nigerian police crack down on physical hustle kingdoms, virtual ones continue to spread on social media. I've seen firsthand just how easy it is to gain access, and within seconds, start receiving cybercrime tutorials. While authorities are making progress at tackling certain cybercrimes, new versions of these scams keep evolving via these groups. Because after all, hustle kingdoms are more than just networks of scammers. They're well-organized systems of exploitation, and that makes them very hard to stop. That's it for this edition of Trending from the BBC World Service with me, Dan Hardoon. My thanks to reporter Chigozie Ohaka, Annie Gardner for mixing this episode, and to BBC Trending's editor, Flora Carmichael. We'll be back with another Trending episode next week on the BBC World Service.
I'm Natalia Melman-Petrozella, and from the BBC, this is Extreme, Peak Danger.
The most beautiful mountain in the world.
If you die on the mountain, you stay on the mountain.
This is the story of what happened when 11 climbers died on one of the world's deadliest mountains, K2, and of the risks we'll take to feel truly alive.
If I tell all the details, you won't believe it anymore.
Extreme, Peak Danger. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.